Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading a story called The Uncanny Valley Has My Daughter by D.L. Schindler. I hope you enjoy this story, and if you do, let me know in the comments below. Let's get started. I don't know why I'm writing this. Maybe if I say it out loud, it'll make more sense. Maybe not. This happened 11 days ago. My wife says we shouldn't talk about it anymore, for Sam's sake. She hasn't stopped crying when she thinks I can't hear her, but I need to tell someone. I need someone to tell me I'm not losing my mind. We were driving back from a camping trip. Me, my wife, and our two kids, Ellie, 10, and Sam, 6. It was late, later than it should have been. We'd misjudged the distance, and the kids were whining about being hungry. So when we saw a diner, one of those 24-hour places that look exactly like every other diner on Earth, we pulled in. There was hardly anyone inside. A waitress at the counter, an old guy in the booth near the back, staring out the window like he wasn't really there. We picked a table by the door. Ellie was the one who noticed it. She'd always been the observant one. "Why is that man in our car?" I was distracted, looking at the menu, and barely registered what she said. "What man?" "In the car," she said like it was obvious. "He's in my seat." I glanced out the window at our car parked right in front of us. I didn't see anyone. "There's no one there, Ellie," I said. She frowned. "Yes, there is. He's in the back seat. He's smiling at me." Then, the way she said it, it wasn't scared or playful. It was flat. Matter of fact, my stomach knotted. I turned to my wife. She gave me a look like, just humor her, but something about Ellie's face stopped me from brushing it off. "I'll go check," I said. The car was locked, and no sign of anyone inside. I looked through the windows, even opened the doors to check. Empty. I told myself she was just tired. Kids imagine things. When I got back inside, the booth was empty. My wife was standing, frantic, calling Ellie's name. Sam was crying, and I scanned the diner. The waitress looked confused, asking what was wrong. Ellie was gone. We tore that place apart. The bathrooms, the parking lot, the kitchen, nothing. My wife kept yelling at the waitress, asking if she saw anyone take Ellie. The waitress just shook her head, looking more and more panicked. The police came and asked all the questions you'd expect. The cameras outside the diner didn't work. They said they'd file a report, but I could see it in their eyes. They thought she'd wander off. She didn't wander off. I've been going back to the diner. I don't tell my wife or Sam. I just sit there, staring out the window, holding Ellie's shoe, wondering what happened. Watching for the old man. I can't stop thinking about him. How he didn't eat, didn't talk, didn't even look at us, just sat there staring out the window. I'm sure he had something to do with it, but I don't know how. The last time I went, I sat in my car afterward. I was so tired I must have dozed off, and when I woke up, I saw her, Ellie. She was in the diner, sitting at the booth where the old man had been, smiling at me and waving. The old man was behind her, standing still as a statue. I ran inside, but they were gone. Just gone. I lost it. I started yelling, demanding answers from the waitress and the cook. I must have looked like a lunatic. When the cook tried to calm me down, I punched him. The police came. I was arrested. They let me go the next day, on my own recognizance. I was given a no-contact order for the diner. And now I'm sitting here, terrified, holding a shoe and knowing I'll never get answers. The police are sure she's gone, maybe kidnapped, maybe dead. But I can't make myself believe that. I can't stop seeing her face in the diner, smiling and waving. If I ever saw her again, would I be able to save her? Or would she just vanish, like before? I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't know what I expected when my wife invited her numerologist to our house. But I definitely didn't expect that. Her name was Linda, some woman my wife had been seeing for months, or so she told me. I thought it was just some harmless thing. She seemed to believe in all sorts of oddities, but I'd never paid it much attention. I had bigger things to worry about, but when Linda came over, she said something I'll never forget. I was in the kitchen, pacing, trying to get a grip. My wife had made me promise not to leave the house while the police did their investigation. My mind was spinning in circles, constantly replaying that damn shoe in the car. I barely noticed when Linda sat down at the kitchen table. her eyes locked on me with this unnerving intensity.
It's the Appalachian ley line,
she said out of nowhere. I looked at her like she'd lost her mind. What the hell are you talking about? She didn't flinch. She just stared at me, like she knew I wouldn't believe it, but was going to say it anyway. Your daughter Ellie, she continued, has always had a connection to a place beyond this one. A liminal place. It's not just a dream or some trick of the mind. She's part of something older than you can understand. The Appalachian Ley Line. It's ancient, and she's the 760th Watcher. I couldn't help it. I scoffed. What? A Watcher? What is this? Some kind of role-playing game nonsense? You seriously expect me to believe this? She didn't even blink. She was calm. Almost too calm. Ellie has assumed the role of the sole observer. She sees what no one else can. Her disappearance. It's not a tragedy, not a crime. It's a natural consequence of her ability to see what others cannot. I felt a cold knot of panic tighten in my stomach. What was she saying? I could barely keep my hands still. Listen to yourself, I snapped. This is a bunch of made-up garbage. I don't care what kind of scam you're running, but... Before I even realized what I was doing, I grabbed her by the arm and shoved her toward the door. My wife jumped up, shouting at me to stop, trying to pull me back, but I couldn't hear her. I was done. I was losing my mind, and all this nonsense, this ridiculous story about ley lines and watchers, was the breaking point. I don't know how it happened, but in the chaos, my elbow caught my wife in the face. She staggered backward, holding her cheek, eyes wide with shock. I couldn't breathe. I froze, realizing what I'd done. That's when the police showed up. My wife had already called them. I was arrested again, this time for aggravated second-degree assault on Linda and on my wife. They took me to the station. My wife didn't say a word. She wouldn't look at me. I was left in a cell, feeling like the last shred of sanity I'd left was slipping away. I was released the next day, on my own recognizance, but the cops gave me a no-contact order for my wife and 2 counts of assault to deal with. I tried to go back home, but my wife was gone. I ended up in a hotel room by myself. The place was cheap, just a room with cracked walls and a bed that didn't even smell fresh. I had a shower and then tried to get some sleep. It was late. I'd gone to bed exhausted, my mind a mess, but I couldn't sleep. I got up, needing to clear my head, and went into the bathroom. The mirror was still fogged over from the shower, and I almost didn't notice at first. But when I looked again, I saw it. I love Dad, Ellie, 760. The letters were traced in the fog. It made my stomach drop. I stood there staring at it like I was in some kind of trance. It couldn't be her. It couldn't be. But the words, 760, the same number Linda had mentioned. I rushed back into the room, staring at the window, at the road, at the diner. It was some distance away, down the flat, empty road. The place was deserted now, just like always. But I couldn't stop looking at it. I could feel the pull of that place. The diner, that spot, that connection I didn't understand. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I have to be. I can't explain the way I felt when I saw those words. It was like something inside me snapped. Ellie's message wasn't just a note. It was a sign. She's here. But not in the way I want her to be. Not in the way I can understand. And that's the end of the story. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, let me know. Leave a comment, a like. If you're on Spotify, follow for more if you'd like to. I think you can also comment over there. I appreciate you for listening, and thank you to my patrons for helping make this episode possible, and really every episode here on in. I appreciate you very much. And if you'd like to come hang out, well, there's a Discord for that. It's pretty chill. There's quite a few people there chit-chatting away, so if that all sounds interesting to you, that you can find links to this stuff in the description. So anyways, I appreciate you for listening. We'll see you in the next one. Take care now. Bye-bye then.